ESPN special only on Under Cover Tapes. Hey everybody, welcome to a new UCPN special. I'm your boy Al Merga, and today I'm joined by a fellow comic crusader, the one and only Lucas Fischino, because he does not want to be nicknamed from No Price Podcast. What's up, brother?
Whippa! Thanks for having me, freaking Al, man. This is freaking awesome. Can't wait to get talking about this beautiful, awesome app.
Yeah, you and me both, because today we have the pleasure of having with us a member of the Nanitz family, one of its creators, if you will. He's amazingly talented. And people, please, right now, open up your websites, your browsers, and go to nanitzcomics.com, okay? And I want you to peruse the site as we discuss and talk with the one and only Michael Petras.
Hey, guys. Well, I hope you're familiar, too, with all comic fans.
Well, I listen, you're on the road to that, because this comic book app that you have is not just a regular app. It's an experience. It really is. It's like a cinematic experience on a tablet with a comic book. This is not a traditional PDF, folks.
Yeah. This app is not a joke. Let me tell you this, something. Now, I've been going through a few of them over the last couple of weeks, and then there was another one because I was going through it actually this morning as well, actually. And let me tell you, science fiction is freaking great, and then there's some horror ones in there that are great. My recommendation is this one called Die Hard. It's like a what if, but it's got with zombies in it. Holy crap, man. I mean, they've got freaking... So here's the deal, right? We're not only talking about, hey, you're reading through it and slugging through it. There's sounds with it. The visceral aesthetic to it. I mean, there's like a 3D aesthetic to it that's just incredible, that adds to the whole experience to it, man. Freaking, I mean, chef's kiss to this whole freaking deal, man.
It's a super app, and I need to understand, Mike, because I know that this journey for you and your team started back in about 2013 with an idea for a comic, correct?
Yeah.
So get us into that. How did that develop? Yeah.
So we're two co-founders of this project, and Robert is the second one, and he's the one who had the idea of making comic book. And I am a comic book artist, so I said yes, of course, because I like the idea about the Nanitz Chronicles world, which you can find in the app, and it's kind of a sci-fi comic. And when we were talking about the comic and publishing it, I said, you know, it's the 21st century. We should publish the comics also digitally. And he said, yes, it's a good idea. And I saw some apps, comic book apps or web comics. And some of them had the music. Some of them had some moving parts in it. And we were thinking, and we said, okay, let's do... a real experience of digital comics, like make it more rich. If we take a paper from people, give them something more, something worth of 21st century, if they consume it on digital devices or screens or whatever. So that's how it started. And then we just wanted to improve the app and the experience as much as possible, and still we try to keep the essence of the original medium of comics. We don't want to change it too much, because there are some apps that really change the medium. Like there is like a lot of animation, and there are some like movie like cuts or something that you have to wait until the animation plays, and then you can continue, or something like that, or you need to interact to tap on something all the time. So it pushes you somewhere you don't want to be. And we wanted the experience to be very like fluent, seamless. You can have your own tempo while reading the comic as you read the paper comic. So that's the main idea of the reading form that we created.
And okay, so you the idea was born in 2013, so it took you from 13 to 15 to actually get the first version of your application, correct?
Yeah. Because developing of apps is very expensive, and it was like a lot of money to get there. So we needed to create like a prototype of the app. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of programming and playing with music and how the music will be connected to the visuals, because when you scroll, we didn't say that we don't have pages, because it's more natural to scroll on screens today, right?
Yes.
So that's why we got rid of the pages. And when you scroll, the music, the soundtrack is connected to what you see. So when you go back, the music needs to go back. So we were thinking and developing and experimenting with this stuff. And it was quite demanding to get to where are we now. Yeah. So, and then we needed to create a new comic in this form. So all the layers that are moving and the seamless, like visual stripe, because it's just one stripe that you go through, is very forgot what I was talking about, but I think that you got it.
Yeah, we got it, because I see you have scroll for reading and there's pinch to zoom, no pages. And one thing, you know, I definitely want to know about is the depth. How did you come up with this depth in the layers that you did? Because, you know, even for a phone that doesn't have a 3D screen, for example, you still feel fully immersed in a 3D experience. How did that idea come about?
You know, these are the parallax layers. It's called parallax, right? You can see it in websites. When you go on some websites, so there are some moving parts. Mm-hmm. When you scroll, some have like a different speed. Because imagine that you have a background layer of visuals, and on top of it there is one more layer which moves faster. So now you can see the experience of depth, because the objects seems to be in different depth.
So for instance, the comic that I was talking about earlier, it's snowing in some of the scenes, and as you're moving through some of the panels, it seems like that snow is moving. I mean, even the vehicle seemed like it was moving. Doggone it, there are zombies in that doggone thing, and that whole movement made even the zombies seem like they were moving. I don't know how you guys did it, but you know, it's like as if they're moving towards you. Think about that. You got one.
You can see the perspective in that, and the depth of the objects that are. You have background. You have some foreground and something in the middle, and all this you can see in this kind of depth, thanks to different speeds of the layers. I know it's more technical, and usually when you want to describe it doesn't work. Usually people need to really try, and until you try you never know the experience. So if anyone is listening and is interesting in this kind of stuff, just go and download the app. It's free, and try it for yourself. There are some free comic books, so we can try.
Right. Now, even the first one that I tried, which was, I think it was, that's the first one I tried, was just called Nanitz, right? There's just one that's just called Nanitz, I believe, right?
The Nanitz Chronicles.
Yeah. And And it's the first few panels. It just starts off at like the virus level. I'm just talking about little freaking particles of a virus or a bacteria. And even that was kind of freaky, man, because it even seemed like those that little bacteria was moving around on the dongle on screen as you're freaking moving through, man. I had to freaking go wash my hands, man, because it made me feel that freaking dirty, man. Freaking, so it was that dongle good, man. And then later on, it takes you into freaking space, and it makes you feel like you're freaking moving through space, because it added the sound to it for somehow. Even the I don't even know if this is something that you guys attended, but there was like vibrations that were coming through my phone, my freaking app, that made you feel like you were actually in the dongle spaceship.
Wait, yeah, vibrations. I haven't experienced that.
In certain ones, the sounds have a certain vibration pattern, and I mean, it's not, it doesn't shake the whole thing, but it kind of. So, and what I'm trying to say is, it doesn't just throw sounds at you, right? Because anybody can throw sounds at you. But there's an ambience sound that is coming off of some of these freaking comics that adds to the whole experience, right? And I can't say enough, like, how much that is a hit or miss. Because there's some other apps out there, like even video games. They try to throw sounds at you, but it just doesn't give you...
Throw them under the bus, bro. We're talking about Nanix Comics. If Comixology app can't even... compared to this, that's one of my examples. Comixology, man, you better start putting up a wall yourselves, because Nanix is coming for you on some real business.
Every single comic that I've read so far has been an absolute hit, right?
Oh, really?
Right. So which ones are? What's the selection process for getting into this thing? So if I wanted to put together my stick figure comic and throw it up to an air, like how would I go about doing that, man?
The first thing, we have some of our comic books, obviously Nanites Chronicles is original production of our studio, right? So we built the app to show this comic to people, and we have like three series. That's Nanites Dark World, Nanites Cess, and Nanites Underground. It's like three stories that are from different timeline different times in the same universe, right? And this is our own production, and we use it as a reference to show how the technology works. And then we were traveling and visiting comic cons, for example, and talking to artists, and if they were willing to publish their comic book digitally, so we started to work with them, and we they sent us their data, and we just cut it so it could move, and we composed the music, and we transform it to our reading form on our platform. And then there is the third thing, and there are artists coming to us, and they want to publish themselves. And we are working on this tool, so you can download it for free and upload your graphics and connect it with the music there is like in our music library. And then you can just set your price and publish it online. It's not public yet, but we're working on this tool. So anyone can come and create content and publish it online, like, for example, YouTube. If you're a good creator, you need just a good tool, but there is the platform to spread it around the world.
Word. So everybody stand by, because Lucas Pacino's freaking stick figure comic is coming soon to Nanix.com.
It's some 3D stick figures. This is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, so what I'm gathering right now is, so far, right now, this is just digital. Right now, you don't really have a platform, because a lot of my followers, we're speculators, and we like to have that hard copy, but there's nothing like that yet. Right.
No, not for the Nanites. It was the original idea, but then we moved to the digital, and we said, all right, we won't be focusing on paper comics, but we will try to make the digital comics as like as crazy as possible for people. It shall be like really the best experience of reading digital comics.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it is. And you know, Lucas is asking you about the submission process. But what I'm curious about, because I'm a music lover, and obviously music plays a big part in the app. How's your music selection process? How does that go about?
Oh, usually when we talk with artists about their work, they're giving us or providing us for publishing. We ask for some music inspiration, and then we send it to our composers, and they go through the comic book and they try to get some impression and the mood of the comic book, and then they take the inspiration. For example, it can be links from YouTube, and they compose original music for each comic.
How amazing is that? So you have a team of music writers as part of the Nanitz family to do this. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
We have one or two. Well, it's a little bit complicated, but let's say we have two composers and three sound designers. Because the sound level of this the area of our comic books, there is a soundtrack like in movies, and there is a sound effects, and the soundtracks are very ambient, same as the sound effects. We don't want to disturb.
Screw your sound effects department, man. Because there was one comic, man. Somebody was knocking at the door. I actually got up to see who the hell it was. Man, that pissed me off.
Yeah, no,
that's not good.
Disturbing my reason. Damn it.
I'm sorry for the intro. Go ahead, man.
No, that's funny. That is a good one. That goes to sort of the quality of the sounds that are produced via this amazing application.
Yeah. So you can usually. You hear some music, very ambient, and then there are, for example, shootings, or you can hear a car or somebody screaming or people walking on the streets or something like that. Yeah, something that just creates or supports the atmosphere. It's something that you couldn't experience in comic book before. It's something between. Yeah, probably a movie and comic books, but I think it's more of a, it's still a comics medium for me. We don't want to be
comics.
A game or movie.
No, this is wonderful. Again, your developers team has done a wonderful job here. You have a fantastic selection thus far. And I see that, you know, you're preparing some new stuff. New stuff is coming. With the current that's being prepared, I see there's Victory Children and Alien Nox. Are those your team members? Or?
There's a like a lot of that we have in our pipeline. There are a lot of artists coming to us and would like to be published. But because there is a team. Okay, so I'll tell you something about the process. Okay. If the artists come and the data are fine and we sign the contract and everything, so then there is a graphic composer or compositor, we call the person, and he takes the data, the pages from, for example, PDF, and he puts all the pages in one long stripe, so then you can scroll. And then he cut the graphics, the visuals, so he can divide the foregrounds and backgrounds and the snow, as you were telling him about the snow, etc. And then he put it in our app, and then the composer comes, and he's composing the music, and there's a sound designer. He goes through the comic and adding he adds the sounds, and then the comic is ready. So that's
wow.
The whole process, and it takes like it can take from week to 2 weeks. It depends on the length of the comics.
You read my mind there. I was about to ask you, how long is this process? Because it sounds like it's very involved.
It can be quite fast. It depends on the data, how the data are prepared from the artists, and how, for example, how complicated is the drawing? Because if the drawing is very minimalistic, for example, so it's very easy to cut and underdraw. Because if you cut something, so then you have a white space under that, right? So if you want to the drawings, if you want the drawings to be moving, you need to underdraw them, right? If you can imagine how I mean that,
right.
So it also depends on how complicated is the drawing, because we need to we need to finish the comics under that, right?
So in your mind, then, what should a creative team do to prep to submit that way? It's easier on you guys. Like, what's the best thing that they could do before submitting to make the process easy?
So first of all, we can work with everything. If you just don't send us a paper comic, so we need to scan it, we would probably we wouldn't do that, right? But if you send us PDFs, we can work with that. But the best way is to send PSD files. So there might be layers. Some of the artists know that they want to have separate background and foreground, so they can prepare it that way.
Okay.
But it's quite complicated. Not every artist work this way when they are preparing or drawing or creating the comics from scratch, right? But if they have at least separated lettering, lettering bubbles and sound effects from the visuals, it's a good start. So that's what usually people have ready. So
and
it can
be
one
piece. Is there a preferred size for submissions?
Yeah. 2,000, at least 2,000 pixels wide,
okay.
The page.
Okay. Gotcha.
If you have this, it's usually fine.
No, and another thing, because I see that you guys are very much invested in the creators that submit to your platform. And one of the questions I see on your website right now is, can you help me with the promotion of my comic books? So how do you go about, you know, going ahead to you know, further push the creators that are coming on board?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're running some of the we haven't made a lot of marketing before, because we were developing the app and were creating as much content as possible to go out and publish it and show the people. Right now, we are going through some first marketing to get some people on board. We have thousands of people per day in our app, which is awesome. But still, we need to promote on social media, right? So one of the things we do, we create a moving trailer with music for each comic book. So everyone who publishes on our platform gets the trailer on his comic book, and he can use it for on his social media, or send it to friends or community or whatever. And we also share it on our social platform, and usually also pay for the promotion of the trailers. And also we do interviews with some authors and artists. And also we can promote it on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, etc. Yeah, so that's the promotion.
Course, you could always send it over to Comic Crusaders and Undercover Capes, you know, because we would definitely spread the love and the word of the nanitscomics.com website. Right. With the amazing, books that you guys have here, go ahead, Lucas.
So, Eric. You know, every month or so, I do. I do a previews, right, where I go through like all the indie stuff, and and what I want to do is I'm going to do one tonight, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to do. I'm going to go through at least the top five Lucas, from this that I forget. Yeah.
You sound double. I have two versions of you talking. Go ahead. Try again. Yeah.
Me.
Right there, you sound better. Perfect. All right.
Trying to make sure that this isn't. All right. Yeah. So can you hear me now? Good.
I still hear you twice.
I'm fine. I hear you only once.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm special over here. All right, brother, go ahead.
Right. So, yeah, so every month or so, I go through the previews, which is like the comics that are coming out in, say, 2 months from now, right? And that's when I like to elevate all the indie comics that are out there. And what I'm going to try and do is tonight I'm actually going to do one. And what I'm going to do is I'm definitely going to push hard as heck this whole Nanitz reader thing, man, because there are some really great comics on there, some really great experience on there. The only thing is, you know, we usually go hard. We go till like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. When we're doing that, if it's popping, freaking, I'll send you a link. But it's where we basically get drunk off our butts and we freaking talk. I'll send you a link if you want to come in and freaking bring some of that Ukrainian freaking alcohol that y'all might have out there, man. That'd be freaking great, man. But yeah, so as I understand it, you're from the Ukraine. Is that correct?
Nah. It's Eastern Europe. We're Central Europe. We're based in Prague, in Czech Republic.
Ah, okay. See, you're in a great part of Eastern Europe or Central Europe, man. I've heard some really great stuff about freaking Prague.
Yeah. Well, because when there were a communist regime, so we were the last country in the Soviet Union. It used to be like it's almost 30 years ago. But we are still called to be a heart of Europe. So we're not like Ukraine. It's more like Russia and more east, far from us.
And how is the comic book community on your side of the world? Is it a very proactive community? Do you have a lot of comic shops? Do you have gatherings? I'm curious. You know, I'm coming from the States here, so is Lucas. So we've never experienced the European comic, you know, type of feel. So how is that?
I mean, United States has like a long and very strong history of comic books. It's not the same in Europe. But there are like countries, for example, France, which have this comic book history quite long, and there are like many shops everywhere, like comic book shops. In Czech Republic, every city probably have some comic book shop, but comic book has like risen after the revolution, after the communists went away. Mm-hmm. So we have like a 30 years back when the comics really started to be something. And maybe it was a year like 2000 when there was a big boom of comic books and a lot of artists started to create their own comic books. But still, I can see in our country that there is the problem that a lot of these artists are right. Like really, those artists, like how would I describe them? They can't create a really good mainstream comic book. It's more like very artistic, experimental, expressive comic books, like weird drawings, etc. And right, it was one of the things that we wanted to change and show people that there are like a real good craftsman and comic book artists in the Czech Republic that can create very good mainstream comic, or at least the visuals, for example, or the story to be mainstream-like. So we have created Nanitz, Nanitz Chronicles, because I think that, for example, the CES 2177, which is the event of the comic books, is really something that is worth of people seeing it around the world.
Well, here's a question. Are there any of the comics that are on Nanitz that are by the Prague writers or artists?
Yeah, there are some. Okay, so we have Nanitz, of course. Then there is Sherlock Holmes. There's three comic books.
Let me run through those. So you talk about Nanitz. So I'm looking at maybe Victor Sauer. That looks like a Prague-ish name.
Yeah. He was working on Nanitz too.
So, are all these guys that are working on Nanitz, are they all from Prague?
The story writers, yes. But there are also people. There are also people who, for example, you can see pencils here. So pencil artist is Puste. He's from Spain. Dark World is drawn by a guy from Chile. We also have a Colombian guy. These are the artists, but writers are based in Prague, I think.
Check
mainly.
That out. Latinos rocking the house at Nanitz. Oh, man. Yeah. I feel proud about that.
Because what I'm trying to push, man, is, you know, in my world, in the speculation world, we're always looking for the new hot thing, right? You know, and Prague right now is an untapped resource finding the new writer, the new artist. We've got great guys from all over, like Mike Diodato, Delato. We're looking for those art, and in Asian countries, we got Ji Hung Lee, freaking, and all the Dong Gong Lees. We got Dustin Nguyen. So we've got all these great artists from other countries, but I haven't. What I want to do is make sure that we tap. As long as I got you over there, you can help me tap into that Prague market and help me find those new guys. Because, look, the product that you guys are pushing out is freaking great. But I don't know what the next step for you guys, because once again, once you guys get a freaking hit, I guess the next step would probably be maybe to do a Kickstarter maybe for one of these, and then go from there.
Actually, we went through a Kickstarter campaign like 3 years ago. It was a first thing. Like we wanted to show it to people and find out if people are interested in this platform. So that's why we did this Kickstarter campaign, and we raised like $80,000, I think.
Ooh.
It was for the first issue. I think it was the first issue of Nanitz Chronicles, and also some little developing of in the app.
That just stayed digitally, right? That didn't go get published or anything.
No, but there is a lot of developing in app.
Okay. Then I guess, I mean, because what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, this stuff is so good, we might have to do another Kickstarter to get it, like, in hard copy paper.
Yeah, that's a thought, like, what Luca is saying, like, get some of your hit ones here. You could even do previews of each one, 5-6 short page stories, and do an anthology so people understand, hey, if you want to get the full story, go to nanitzcomics.com and read the rest and check out our amazing library. Because you're so diverse. You know, you have horror, you got action, you got slice of life, you have manga style. Yeah. Now, for example, this one, Death of Darkness, that I'm looking at. Do you do manga in a traditional sense via this? Where am I scrolling up, not down? Or vice versa? Good joke.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand the last.
Okay, that was a bad joke. With Death of Darkness being a manga, you know how we, in the United States, we have to read it backwards. So in the case of the app, Bananas, are we scrolling differently?
Yeah, we were thinking about this, but no, we just make you scrolling
normal
from top. But you just read from right side, right?
Yeah.
You don't read from left to right and from top down, mm-hmm. but from right to left and top down. Yeah. But we were thinking about scrolling like down, like in the opposite way. But I don't think it would work because also Asian people scroll websites like we do, right? So it wouldn't make sense.
That would be really funny, though. Why is this not working? Oh, it's the other way. I mean, it would be hilarious. But again, I'm seeing this artwork here on the manga style. It's wonderful. I mean, is that really the plan of Nanas to try to bring the most diverse library of digital comic books in the world?
Yeah. Right now, we're focused on indie comics. Because if you look at Comixology, for example, you have, of course, every indie artist wants to be at Comixology too, but the titles that really are popular on Comixology are Marvel and DC. Maybe
it's the
Image
big two and it's,
you know,
Premier.
Big guys. Yeah, but nobody can find like indie artists. Like, I want to see artists from the other side of the world, what they create, but how you will find them in Comixology? They're like somewhere down, and
they're,
you can't find them.
Yeah,
they're buried.
It's hard to find. It's not fair.
Right now we are focused on indie comics in the market because nobody cares about it. Maybe there are some platforms, of course, but we would like to create this community and space for people. And of course, indie artists usually don't have a lot of money for publishing, or sometimes, or some of them, and in paper and in print. Mm-hmm. So I think that digital is a good step to start and to be to get famous, maybe on the other side of the world.
Gosh.
Because how do you do it? You print your comic books, it's self-published, and you sell it locally. Or maybe you go to some comic con in a different city.
Yeah.
But
spend
$200 you get it
on a table and maybe not even get your money back because, you know, you're new. Most people ignore new for some odd reason, which is a shame, you know, because I'm a big indie guy. I mean, if I collect anything big two, you know, I only collect one book from the big two, and that's Conan. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I mean, everything else I buy is independent or premier.
Mm.
Why? That's just my preference. And it's because of this world of indie, like I've told everybody, you don't need to force the big two or premier companies to give you the stories you want because it feels forced. In indie, it exists already. And based on your library, I'm pretty sure there's something for everyone on this wonderful platform.
Yeah, I mean, like the one of the ones that you have right up there is Monster Kids. It's even got stuff for kids out there, man.
Yeah, sure. Of course. It's Wormwood Saga. It's from Germany, but it's like in four languages. Oh, we didn't say that we have different languages, so you can switch languages at comic books. So if you're from Germany, you can read it in German. If you are from USA, you can read it in English. If you're from Spain or Mexico, you can read it in Mexico. You can read it in Spanish, right? Or of course, there are some translations. Not each comic is translated yet, but will be. So we are working on translations. But if, for example, an artist have more languages, if they published it somehow in two countries, for example, we can make these translation layers, or we also offer translations for free. We usually want the comic books to be in at least two or three languages. It will be probably Spanish and English, the main two.
Yeah. Well, if you need some Spanish translators, you got two right here that can help you out with that, man.
Hell yeah. I read, write, speak it. All right.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah, because right now I'm looking up at what he said, Kid Comics. You know, I see Super Up Monster Kids. What's all this about? I mean, and it looks like a diverse crew. You got Kevin M. Glover, Nicola Cuddy, I hope I said that right, Mohammed Fuad. Yeah. I murder names, bro, sorry.
You never know how these names are pronounced. We found this guy, Kevin Glover, who you may know him from some maybe B movies in Hollywood. Yeah, I think he wrote some scripts. Maybe he even played something. And we found him on Comic Con at it was Silicon Valley Comic Con or
something like that. Oh, yeah, I saw that in 2018. You went to the Silicon Valley. Yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah.
And was that the first time in the States for Nanitz?
No, we were like three times in the United States, I think. First time 2017, I think. And we found this guy, and he had like a full table of comic books. And mm-hmm. he said, I'm not published digitally anywhere. So I wanted to try this, and he provide us like five of these comic books because we wanted also something for kids. So we have five issues of this, and because he liked that, he will probably give us some more. Yeah,
he better give you some more.
And it's
very Archie style.
So it's like kids who have superpowers, and each of them can change into like a monster superhero, and they just solve these or try to fight some bad guys who come into their city. And, yeah.
So some of the stuff that you were just bringing up is something that I hone in on, man, and it pricks my ears up. So, for instance, us speculators, we love to hear, hey, there's a new comic out by a guy that has written a movie script out. You know, see what I'm saying? Because what I'm looking for is, hey, you got this stuff out there by a guy who has experience with the movie industry, and it's out there. Now, it's not hard copy yet, but guess what? You might want to pay attention to this freaking comic, especially now that you're telling me there's about, we say, five more probably coming out. So that would be perfect for either a TV series or a movie later. And this guy's name was Kevin Glover. I believe that's what his name was, right?
Yeah, Kevin Glover.
Right. And from what I'm saying, it looks beautiful. There's a lot of freaking good stuff about it. I haven't gone through the whole freaking series yet, but once again, this is some great freaking stuff that you got going out there. So what's next in development as far as the whole developing the whole app for Nanitz.com?
So I'm quite confident to say that the main core of the app is ready. Everything works. You can buy comic books. You can read for free if you want for seeing some ads. You can download in multiple languages. Everything works. So now we are working on improving the experience. So you can run the app on older phones, for example, or tablets. Of course, the best experience is always on tablet or iPad, but you can read it on phones. So we had this problem with a very small lettering in bubbles. Yeah. Because tablet screens are bigger, and if you show the same thing on smartphones, it's very small. So we needed to develop a technology that somehow translates and make the bubbles bigger. If the app recognizes that you have a smartphone, it needs to show you bigger lettering. But still, it's it may be smaller for some people. We were working on that, but it was quite an issue for us. And yes, where are we heading? We would like to create as much content as possible. We need more and more content, and we need more and more people willing to read in this kind of a form of reading, right? So the only thing that we are right now solving is to bring more content so people can really jump on the platform, subscribe, and they know that they can find, every time they find something that they would like to read. Because if you have like dozens of sci-fi and dozens of kids stuff and dozens of horror, so everyone can choose from such a library. But we need, yeah, a lot of content for that.
So speaking of horror and the way ahead, I could definitely see. So, for instance, I am a 3D goggle junkie, right? Like, all the 3D goggles from Oculus to the PlayStation, I've got that stuff. I could definitely see some of these goggles, I mean, some of this stuff, me putting on my goggles and just scrolling through and the sounds and everything freaking come at me. So I don't know if you've got that as a plan down the line after you guys get more money to develop this, but I mean, even a tablet now is, reading this on a tablet and phone is just good enough, but I could definitely see this coming to fruition at some point. Go ahead, man.
You know, when we were in Silicon Valley and at some conferences or some presentations, there were these guys from Silicon Valley, like technology guys, right, IT guys, and they also came and said, "Do you have these plans to move it into virtual reality or something like that?" And you know, the answer is no, because we somehow believe that comics belongs in your hands.
Yes,
but it doesn't make sense if it's paper or tablet. But somehow, I don't want to sit like 2 hours and read comic books with goggles. I just don't want to. Right. On your head, and. Maybe in the future it will be so pleasant and comfortable with those goggles, or maybe you will have it implanted in your eyes. I don't know, but right now I don't think it's the way. I think it wouldn't be a comfortable experience reading comic books in virtual reality. And what's more, what do you get from reading comics in like an I know that there can be a scene and you can like look around and it would be great, but such a comic it needs to be created for virtual reality, because you need to create it in 360, right?
Right.
Like, and it's very demanding, and you can't convert existing paper comics as we do. So you would be creating new stuff just for this, and it would be very demanding, like financially and of course time demanding. So maybe in the future somebody will create this kind of comics, but I don't think it's our way.
Absolutely agree.
Right now
I just want y'all to concentrate on getting this thing through, developing it as far as you can, and then getting the great ones, the hit ones, to hard copy. So like you said, in my hands. So I have a paper copy. So, you know, because I'm a collector, man. I want to be the guy that says, yep, I can prove that I was the first one on the floor, ground floor of this freaking thing. And I've got the hard copy right here. You know, and then I'm going to send all my copies to you guys to freaking get it signed so I can make some money off of that shit as well. But yeah, freaking. And then only after, and I repeat, only after you guys get that hard copy thing going and then people are throwing money at you guys, then you can maybe think about the 3D stuff or, you know, push it off to some Hollywood directors, you know, to get freaking adopted and developed. And then this stuff would really freaking push off, man. But yeah, once again, dude, you've got so many freaking great stuff in there that's almost perfect for all the stuff that's going on. It's amazing, and I'm just happy and I'm grateful to you guys that you guys gave me and Al freaking chance to review it and freaking talk to the stuff.
Sure.
Oh yeah, because the reviews are coming. He's just taking his time. He wanted to make sure to chit chat with you and get the real essence of the Nanitz Comics family. You know, coming from the other side of the world. And you do are building a presence here, correct? In the States, you have an office somewhere, I believe, on the West Coast. No.
It's in Las Vegas.
There you go. Oh man, in Vegas. He going after the money for real, brother. Lucas, they made it rain. He's talking Vegas. There we go.
Yeah. Hey,
we spent
I went on my invitation to the office, man.
We spent some time in San Francisco. We went through an acceleration program for startups.
Oh, nice.
It really gave us like a lot of knowledge and know-how for building like a new product. And how to promote it, how to market it, how to communicate with people that we have something new. For example, when we were visiting Comic Cons and we were at our tables, and we were telling, come here and read our digital comics that moves and plays the music. And people were like, no, I don't like that stuff. And I love paper. I don't like digital. Mm-hmm. And it was quite complicated to get to this sentence that is very simple. And it's, we bring comic books to life. Yeah. And when we go to Comic-Con right now, and people are passing by and we say, hey, you want to see how we bring comic books to life? So they were, oh, what does it mean? Yes. I need to see that. And it's something different, because when you talk about this technology, about this stuff, the people can't imagine how you really read it or how is the experience, and they usually refuse. But if they try, those paper lovers, they try, they're like, no, I like paper comics. And then they try just for a minute, and then they're scrolling at the table like 20 minutes. Because it's immersive for them. If they put the headphones, it's very immersive, because everything is silent and you're just immersed in the comic book and reading and hearing. And it's just a different experience. We don't want to fight with the paper. We love paper comic books. But if someone decides... Well,
if you don't want to fight with those guys, then they need to freaking be thankful right now, because your stuff is a lot better than some of the paper guys out there right now. And I'm talking about without the immersive experience, without even the sound, the stuff, the subject matter that's in some of these freaking comics right now is way better than a lot of the other stuff that I've been reading right now.
And thank you.
And I'm actually, so on my drunken podcast at 2 o'clock in the morning tonight, when I'm freaking drunk off my ass, I'm going to be talking through my top five that I've read so far. And that's going to be Nanitz. I'm going to Gariko back over Nanitz Dark World again. I'm going to give Alien Locks a try. I haven't read that. On a Coast of Dreams, and then...
Oh, it's my one.
You said, what's that?
I have created this one.
You created that
on the Coast of Dreams. Yeah.
And then I'm going to give Asylum another look. And then, of course, my favorite right now is Die Hard of the Dead. So there's a few that I'm...
Kuroja is fine. It looks really good in moving and stuff. And Katrina, it's like apocalypse just happens in the world, and all the monsters and zombies are coming out, and they just want to kill everyone, and they're really pissed off. And it's a cool comic too.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I can, we're gonna go through. As much as I can freaking try, and I mean, like I said, like, man, every time I get a chance to freaking talk and freaking on a podcast like this, I'm going to freaking shout you guys out, because this stuff is amazing.
Thank you.
We actually have a guy with Comic Crusaders, Jeff Bracey. I think he has a freaking comic that he's developing right now.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, he just doesn't have a platform, so he needs to freaking get on this, man. Freaking send his stuff in to you guys to see what you guys think. But
give him our website and we'll get in touch, of course.
Absolutely. We're going to send him, because the Comic Crusader family has a plethora of very talented individuals, whether they're writers or artists or a combination of both. So, we'll definitely send them your way. And I don't want to take up too much more of your time because we're approaching the hour mark now, right? And so with that, where do you see Nanitz? It sounds like an interview question. Where do you see Nanitz in 5 years from now?
In 5 years, a lot of content from all over the world. I hope that people will find that the good comics is not only the big two. There are so many talented people and have such a fantasy and such an imagination, artists and writers, and can create such a fascinating stuff. But nobody knows about this. And we would like even mainstream guys to come to see these indie comic books, and maybe they will be drawn by the platform, by the experience that it's different. It's comics, but it's different. Mm-hmm. And maybe they find through this way this world of really great indie comics, mm-hmm. something new, something fresh.
Yeah, an application. It would be
great. In 50 years, maybe this kind of comics is a standard in digital world. It would be awesome. But
I see it. I could see it, Michael. I see it. This is the future of comics. Because again, Comixology, watch out, because Nanitz is coming and they're going to come at you hard, because they're doing a product that is worthy of comic fans. Something, as you said, it's immersive. It's not just reading. It is an actual experience, and as you said, you bring them to life.
Yeah,
you rock. I want to shout out your whole Nanitz family. They're doing a wonderful job, and I hope that they continue to do such an awesome job for you. You continue being an awesome entrepreneur and kicking ass out there. And that's one other thing. Right before we leave, as an entrepreneur, what advice would you give somebody trying to break into an industry like comics? Because you've been through it already,
Yeah. I mean, this world isn't easy. It's not easy. But what I see, I don't think it's advice that makes you famous, but there's so many good artists out there, but they're not searchable online, or they don't have contact. Nobody can contact them, even though they know their stuff. Mm-hmm. They can't contact them or find them. Searchable. Let's get yourself found somehow. Promote yourself. It's so important. Okay, maybe you will be growing as an artist or writer the whole life, and you will be improving. It's normal. But if you want to get among people, if you want to get published, you need to be somehow found. So get yourself visible on the internet or locally. It doesn't matter, but do something for it. Don't draw only for your drawers.
Guys, basically create your presence and make it known. At the end of
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Awesome. And Lucas, do you have anything in closing for Michael?
No, man, we're going to keep in touch. Like I said, man, I believe in this product. I believe in this app. Keep, anytime you put out some new products, just freaking keep hitting Al up. Let us know. Like we said, all these reviews of the stuff, it's coming. We just freaking gotta get some other stuff out first. I'm definitely going to, every time I have a chance at a podcast, I'm freaking going to freaking shout this stuff out. I'm going to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about 5 or 6 tonight. I know you're probably going to be in a bed freaking snoring your head off tonight when I'm freaking doing this thing. But I'm definitely going to freaking talk about this the stuff. And I'm going to add, you said Kadoja, which looks like it's about Kajin. I'm going to add that to the list. And I'm not going to freaking go deep into death, but I'm definitely going to freaking shout those out and freaking talk about them. And I'm going to shout out all those freaking those artists and writers, man, because they definitely deserve it. Because there's definitely a lot of hard work into all this. So, thank you very much for freaking letting us freaking talk about this and freaking get into this, man. But this is an awesome app that I absolutely suggest that everybody freaking download and freaking take a look at.
Freaking thank you. And if you have some freaking time, check out the On the Coast of Dreams, because it's my comic and I would like to know what you think about that. So if you have some time to check it out and maybe write just a couple of sentences, like honest ones.
Oh, that's I would love to.
He must not know me. He does not know me. See, so I'm the dude known as I don't give a damn.
He's very blunt.
Yeah, I'm very blunt, man. If I don't like the stuff, I'm gonna put it out. I'm gonna put out exactly why I don't like the stuff, whether I like it. For the glowing reviews I'm giving you right now, that's very honest, man. If I didn't like anything about it, I'm gonna tell you. And like I said, the only thing that I'm a little wary of right now is the fact that there isn't a plan to do hard copies right now, and that's it. The rest of this stuff is golden, man. I can see myself taking Saturdays and Sundays off just to freaking sit down and go through all this freaking stuff. It's all this stuff
Lucas that just wants to speculate. That's all. He just wants to get into that speculation market with Nanitz. That's all it is. Come on.
And that's for real. That's real, but in the meantime, while I'm freaking waiting on them to get the stuff together, as fucking getting the hard copies out, I'm actually enjoying the stories. I'm enjoying the experience and the sound and the ambience and the experience of going through all this stuff. It's absolutely freaking like, wow, okay. And I can see the stuff going, being some of the stuff being adapted to a movie script, being adapted to a TV series. But guess what? I also want y'all to freaking, yeah. I mean, for real though, like some of the what if stories, I haven't got. The only one I haven't really taken a look at is the Broken Home one, but all this other stuff is really freaking good. The only thing I'm saying is that for a lot of the guys that freaking love to shout out the other stuff, the hardcore speculators, you know, they just want some hard copies. That's all. You know, us 40 to 50 year old freaking guys, we. Even though it's a great experience, we still love to have our hard copies just to say, yeah, I was there on the ground floor. You know, look at this. You know, and that's just what it is. But, you know, absolutely, chef's kiss to all this great stuff that you're doing. And we're going to keep pushing forward on this.
Absolutely. Now, before you go,
really
Mike, before you go, where can we find you? Let our fans know where they could search.
Yeah, so nanitzcomics.com, it's the website that show you everything about us. And of course, you can download the app from App Store if you have iPhone or iPads, or get it on Google Play if you have Android devices. And if you want to read on a desktop PC or Mac, you can do it, but you need some third-party app to run it right now, but we are working on desktop applications, so you can read comic books in this form in the future on PCs too.
And there you go, folks. This is the amazing Michael Petras of Nanitz Comics. Thank you again for your time. Crusaders, visit that site. Capers, visit that site. This is the future of comics on some real business. I'm Al Mega with my right-hand man right here, Lucas, the man who should not be nicknamed. and Michael, again, thank you for your time, brother. And everybody have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. And enjoy comic books all over the world.
This is an Undercover Capes production.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit ComicCrusaders.com, UndercoverCapes.com, GeekreviewMagazine.com, and our newest venture, SplinteredPress.com.